This is a patient by the name of Granillo, G-R-A-N-I-L-L-O. G-R-A-N-I-L-L-O, last name, first name, S-A-G-R-A-R-I-O, born 3578. Today is 1-4-2022, chief complaint, positive COVID-19. Number 2, palpitation, next one is blood pressure out of control, next one is abdominal pain, next one is nausea, next one is vomiting, next one is leg pain, next one is I've had history of nausea and vomiting before COVID, next one is long-standing diabetes, next one is minimal workup, next one is needs mammogram, hasn't been done for years, next one is needs blood work, hasn't been done for some time, next one is taking a medication irregularly. Next number, increased weight. Next one is tiredness. Next one is leg pain, as I mentioned, along with arm pain before and after COVID. Our patient is a 43-year-old woman, has been married to a 48-year-old construction worker. They have 4 children. Patient doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She comes in today for follow-up of COVID-19. She was seen a few days ago on Z-Pak, Midrol dose pack. And Bromfed DM, period. In the paragraph, patient has been doing well. She's still having some nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, but is able to keep most food down. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, family history, diabetes, hypertension, surgery, tubal ligation. Also, history of low potassium in the past, medication, lisinopril, 12.5 once a day, metformin, 500 twice a day, immunization, no COVID immunization, allergy, none. Social, as I mentioned, no smoking, no drinking on her period now, not pregnant, family history, diabetes, hypertension, blood pressure yesterday was, 2 days ago was 170 over 110, today is 145 over 96, she's not taking the medication on a regular basis, she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, 158 pounds, 100%, 98, 16, and 69, heart positive, some positive, lungs, bronchi. But clear. Otherwise clear. Abdomen soft. Some epigastric tenderness noted. Neck shows no JVD skin shows no rash. Oral mucosal shows the 1+2 edema. Neurological non-focal positive pulses noted. No lower extremity. Anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Number 1, COVID-19 under treatment. Number 2, hypertension. Out of control. Secondary to COVID-19 and non-compliance. Next one is lisinopril 12.5. One tablet a day, 90 tablets given. Next one is metformin, 500 twice a day. Next one is check hemoglobin A1C. Next one is positive symptoms of neuropathy. Next one is leg and ultrasounds and Doppler studies are consistent with minimal PVD. Probably the pain is related to neuropathy. Next one is no DVT noted in face of COVID-19. Next one is take aspirin, 81 milligram a day for the next 10 days. Next one is vitamin D. 10,000 international units for the next 10 days. Next one is check vitamin D level. Next one is positive by family history of strokes. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next one is because of palpitation. We did an echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next one is anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Next one is renal vascular hypertension was ruled out via the studies of the kidneys. Next one is abdominal ultrasound does show gallstones. 1 solitary 0.5 centimeter gallstones noted in the gallbladder. Put the gallstones in big letters. Next one is nausea and vomiting off and on. Next one may need to be looked at for cholecystectomy. Next one is check blood work. Next one is as far as vertigo, we did a carotid ultrasound, which is within normal limits. Next one is arm pain and leg pain, with no evidence of DVT, but consistent with neuropathy. Next one is return in 7 days. Next one is findings discussed with patient and husband before leaving the clinic. Thank you.